Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.7 The Fan. Exciting news. Landfill and I came up with an idea. If you're watching on the stream, we're going to do a taste test, little product test. Something called Energy Water. That's not the name brand, but it's caffeinated water. It's a mango peach flavor. We got the Cluster Buster joining us. I've got cups. I need CK, see if you can hand me one more cup kind of behind those monitors. I don't know much really about anything. But certainly about, I consume, I think, a lot of caffeine. I start my day with a Celsius, and then I usually maybe have another Celsius midday, and usually a Diet Coke at some point. So I don't know how much caffeine I'm pumping through these veins, but it ain't little. But the coffee crowd crushes coffee all day and then tries to get judgmental about soda. Eat it, coffee crowd. Anyhow, Mango Peach Energy Water. Now, Landfill, I know you're a man that cares about these things. The energy water, 12 ounces, 355 milliliters. CK's having a tough time in here. It's kind of funny watching this. You need a...
It's a really nice studio.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Beautiful this time of year. Here, do you need a
converter
thing?
I'm good.
Okay. 12 ounces of water. Zero calories, Landfill. I imagine water has no calories, right? Like, you don't really get to brag about that caffeinated water. Zero sugar, 150 milligrams of caffeine.
I'm all for people adding caffeine to things that don't naturally have caffeine. You know, I think caffeine should be added to more things.
All right, well, hell.
You have kids. You're very tired,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You have lots of jobs.
Yeah.
Same.
Jeff, come get these. Everybody's getting some caffeine water. And we're going to see how it goes. Mango peach. Honestly, a flavor combination that would probably appeal to my palate. My go-to Celsius is peach vibe. CK, you want to go first?
Mm.
That's not a...
You know, I'm going to give it like a 5. It's not great. It is still water.
5 out of 10?
5 out of 10.
Okay.
Just right down the middle. You know,
Landini?
It's fine.
It's weird. There's really very little flavor. It's kind of bizarre that they made an energy water and then decided to add a flavoring to it. And they added just so little flavoring. I don't really understand this product. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you.
It's like, not sweet enough.
All right. Here we
go. Don't really know why anyone would buy it.
It's horrible.
It tastes like if you left a hard seltzer in the sun for like a day.
Yeah, it's kind of like flat and like...
Yo, you know what it kind of tastes like? If you had a hard seltzer or even like a soda or something, say you had a fountain Sprite or something that you drank all the Sprite, but the cup of ice was still there, and then that melts mm-hmm. into a water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of what it tastes like. Like there's traces of the Sprite or whatever the hell, mango peach, but it's overwhelmingly just water.
Yeah, it's like so mid, you know? Just, yeah.
There's enough flavoring there that it doesn't really count if you just want water. Like, it's not that, because there's enough flavoring there to make it weird, but there's not enough flavoring to make it actually taste good or taste like anything recognizable.
Yeah, I think you're better off just selling caffeinated water.
Yes, if there's literally just straight water with caffeine in it.
I would definitely buy caffeinated water. I would absolutely buy that.
How much caffeine is too much? I'm Googling that. The FDA says 400 milligrams a day.
That's a lot.
Is when you get to be too much.
Yeah. I mean, we're not approaching that.
How much is in a Celsius?
I'm going to guess like 25 or 40. Maybe.
I'm going to go with 100.
Ooh. Take the over.
Really?
200 milligrams.
Damn.
Okay, so you don't want to have too many of those. That's good.
Is two a day of those too much, we think?
That's right. That sounds right. Exactly the right amount.
Sheesh. Maybe I need to back off the second Celsius in the day. But I think coffee drinkers, dude, that have like four cups of coffee all day, like coffee drinkers must just be pounding caffeine.
Yeah, I probably have four a day.
You have four coffees a day?
Yeah.
White Brian's in there slugging coffee all day.
And you can barely tell he's conscious.
Yo, he fell asleep in the opening segment. White Brian, we need to get you more caffeine water. I think to the folks making caffeinated water, just make caffeinated water. You don't need the flavoring.
No, or you need a lot more. If you're going to do it, just do it.
Yeah, make it a flavored water with caffeine or just water. There you go. That's our first product review. Do you think I should watch wrestling tonight, CK? There's nothing on television. No playoff basketball, no playoff pucks, no Nats, no golf, no football. And a lot of people are telling me to watch wrestling.
No, I don't. And it pains me to say that because I don't hate wrestling, but they're doing this new thing now. Where, I guess because they've expanded and they're doing so much programming that it's driving me nuts. It takes the guys like 10 minutes to get to the ring and start the match.
Galdi says, now I don't know. I loved wrestling as a kid. Shout out to the Bushwhackers. But like even when people got real into Stone Cold and The Rock and everything, when it kind of came back, I was like 1 foot in. I was never all in. But Galdi says now that Vince McMahon is gone, he's comparing this to the rebirth of the Commanders with Dan Snyder gone. Like it's just a better league.
I mean, I think WrestleMania was pretty much panned. Really? I don't think people thought it was that good. But I'm not saying it's bad. I think it's fine. But I just wish they would like speed things up. I think they're trying to like get the content for like social media and everything. So like into the match, it there's like another 15 minutes of the guys just like standing there posing in the ring. Now it takes forever.
Okay. All right. We'll find out if I'm going to watch wrestling. Coming up next, Mark Zuckerman, Masson Sports.
Podcasting isn't just evolving; it's having a full blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.